Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting fourth, the first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rich Nye. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Nye. And now, play ball. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hundley hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jones reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Charles reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Charles trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Swoboda moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is one for one in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hundley moves to second. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nye is 0 for 1 in the game. Nye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Seaver moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote is walked intentionally. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Seaver scores. Jones moves to third. Grote moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones scores. Grote moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Charles moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartenstein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Martin. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to third. Swoboda throws the ball into Charles, who tags Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Grote reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. A G settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seaver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Boswell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grote drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Santo. The throw to Kuntz covering the plate. The slide. Santo is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boswell is 0 for 4 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Regan covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Phil Regan. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.